Glad to be here.
很高兴今天早上到这儿来。
And I got to use this new headpiece that we are all learning to be used to.
我们两个都要熟悉一下新的那个麦克风，新的设备。
And hopefully this gives me the freedom to move around, but I won't move that much today.
带着这个东西呢，我可以四处游走，当然我不会走太多。
Last time I was here was in September.
上次来的时候是去年九月份的时候。
And I had an opportunity to share with you about communion.
我有机会呢跟大家分享有关如何领圣餐。
I talk about the personal aspect of how our mindset should be during communion.
我讲了在领受圣餐的时候呢，我们个人的部分，就是我们个人的这个态度应该怎么样。
It is a time of self-examination.
也就是说呢，当时是我们可以自省的这个时间。
To think about how we have been living our lives.
来考虑我们自己的生活过得到底怎么样。
To remind us that we are limited.
来提醒我们自己我们是非常有限。
That we need the cleansing blood of God in our lives.
所以我们需要神的宝血来洁净我们。
But that was just part of the message.
但呢这只是我要那个讲的信息的一部分。
Because with just that message, you can come and say to me that, well, why couldn't I take communion at home?
如果你是 只有这个信息，你可能来问我说，那为什么我不可以在家里来领受圣餐呢？
Why do we have to gather together to partake in communion?
也就是说我们为什么我们要这里聚集在一起来共同领受这个圣餐呢？
And as we do that every Sunday, after, every Sunday we have communion breaking bread meeting.
所以每个主日我们都来到这里聚集在一起来领受圣餐，领受饼杯。
It is important for us to know that communion is not just a personal thing.
所以我们很重要要了解领受圣餐不仅是个人的。
But it is also a corporate event.
也是一个集体的活动。
So today we will look at a passage from 1 Corinthians.
所以今天呢我们再来查一下哥林多前书第十一章。
It's the passage just before the typical passage that is read during communion service.
对的，这个就是在一个典型的领受圣餐之前经常会诵读的一些圣经。
We'll look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 17 to verse 22.
我们先来看哥林多前书十一章第十七节到二十二节。
And we'll also look at verse 34.
我们也会看那个三十四节。
And I'll read it in English, and then Bin will read it in Chinese.
我们先读英文，然后念中文。
But in the following instruction, I do not command you, because when you come together, it is not for the better, but for the worse. For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and I believe it in part. For there must be factions among you in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized.When you come together, it is not the Lord's supper that you eat. For in eating, each one goes ahead with his own meal. One goes hungry, another gets drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I command you in this? No, I will not.
我现今吩咐你们的话不是称赞你们，因为你们聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微的信这话。在你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。你们聚会的时候算不得吃主的晚餐，因为吃的时候个人先吃自己的饭，甚至这个饥饿那个酒醉。你们要吃喝难道没有家吗？还是藐视神的教会，叫那没有的羞愧呢？我向你们可怎么说呢？可因此称赞你们吗？我不称赞。
And in verse 34 it says, If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that when you come together, it will not be for judgment. About the other things, I will give directions when I come.
34节，若有人饥饿，可以在家里先吃，免得你们聚会自己取罪。其余的事，我来的时候再安排。
So Paul was trying to address the way people took communion together at that time.
这里呢保罗想解决的是当时那些大家一起领受圣餐时的一些问题。
Not like the way things are now that there was probably no church building at the time.
因为当时那个时候呢可能都没有教会的那个教堂。
So they most likely met in the homes of the believers.
所以很有可能他们是在一个信徒的家里聚会。
And we can expect that as the church continues to grow, they would need the bigger homes to meet in.
大家可以想象，随着教会的人数增多，所以他们需要一个更大的空间来聚会。
So usually, who owned the bigger homes?
但往往是谁有大的那个空，拥有这个大的空间呢？
Usually, the richer people among them.
当然就是那个信徒当中一些比较富裕的人。
And they participate in communion, usually, at the end of a meal.
经常呢，他们是在那个晚餐以后一起聚会来领受这个圣餐。
Because together, they would share a meal.
所以他们在一起呢，分享这个食品。
And the communion would be like the high point of the meal.
所以呢，最后的那个领受圣餐呢，是那个晚餐的最后结束的这个高潮阶段。
It's kind of like if you have a birthday party, the party is not finished. The most important thing is what? Is to eat the birthday cake at the end, right?
所以呢，就像你有那个生日聚会，生日聚会呢，不是最后就结束，最高潮、最高点的时候是你最后大家一起来分享这个生日蛋糕。
So as the believers gather together, they would eat the meal, and then they would wait till the end and share communion.
所以那些信徒呢，聚集在一起，先一起分享食品，然后最后结束之前呢，他们再一同领受圣餐。
And also, I don't know if you guys have like, well, not in this weather, but when it gets warmer, like someone would open up their home for barbecues.
我不知道大家是不是比如说如果天气暖和一点某些家庭开放邀请大家来烤肉
Or I guess in this weather maybe open your house for hot pot
或者呢在今天的这个天气下呢就这种那个天气下可以打开家庭一起那个来聚餐大家带食品来分享
Usually in those gatherings people just sometimes they come at different times
所以在这种类型的聚会里边呢，那个参加的人呢，来的时间可能不一样。
Some people come early.
有些呢可能来的早一点。
Some people come later.
有些呢可能来的晚一点。
And it's kind of natural for things to happen when you have people gather together for a meal.
所以这是很自然的事情，大家一起聚餐的话，有些人来的早，有些人来的晚。
But at that time, things were quite different.
但是当时他们的那个时候呢，很不一样。
There were people that the social economic difference between the people is quite big.
因为当时他们这些信徒之间的社会经济背景条件很不一样。
And at that time there was no like Sunday or like weekends.
当时呢他们也没有周末和那个星期天。
So typically it's the rich people that did not have to work that much.
一般来说呢富裕的人呢不需要工作很多。
And most likely, since they were gathering at the home of the rich people, right? Because they need a bigger house.
因为他们需要一个大的空间来聚会，往往他们是在一个富裕的人的家庭聚会。
So, they were probably friends of the owner of the house.
所以很有可能这些富裕的人呢，也是那个房屋屋主的那个朋友。
So these people would be at the home of the rich person earlier and earlier.
所以这些人呢可能会到那个富有的那个开放家庭的那个信徒呢去的比较早。
And as they gather together, since they were the rich people, they would bring the better food.
他们一起聚会的时候呢因为他们是那个比较富裕的所以呢他们会带来比较好的食品。
And to make things worse, the big houses at that time, they had a private dining area at the back of the house.
更糟的是呢，就是当时他们那些富裕的大家庭，在他们的房间，那个屋后呢，有一个私人用餐的地方。
So for people that got there earlier, they would be able to all gather at the back of that house at the private dining area and enjoy the good food.
所以那些早来的人呢，他们就在那个房屋的后院，他们一起聚会来享受这个好的食品。
But if that was the case, what happened to the people that had to come later?
如果这样的话，那么对那些晚来的人意味着什么呢
？They were most likely people that were poorer.
这些人呢，往往是比较贫穷的。
If they had money to bring food, they wouldn't be bringing the good food anyway.
如果他们有钱可以带来好的食品，他们会带来好的食品。
And many of them would not even be able to bring food.
很多人呢，可能也没有这个能力带来好的食品。
They would be there after a long day of work.
他们往往是工作了一整天以后才来聚会。
So you came to see that there was one group, let's call them the rich.
那么我们可以把它分那一部分人呢，把它称为是要那个富裕的人。
They were gathering at the back of the house in the private dining area.
所以他们在屋后的后院一个私人的空间的聚餐的地方见面。
They were eating the good food.
他们呢享受好的食品。
Like they were eating the lobsters.
或者他们在吃那个龙虾。
Okay, Jewish people didn't eat lobsters at that time, but anyway, let's just assume they were eating the good Chinese food. The lobsters were at the back.
当然，当时那个犹太人是不可能吃龙虾的。但是我们假设，如果现今的情况下，就在一个好的中餐馆那个享受龙虾。
And then you have all the poor people that came later.
当然，你还有很多贫穷的人来得晚。
They didn't have the good food left for them.
留下的那些食品留给他们的好的就不多了。
They have the white meat of the chicken.
所以他们只有那个吃剩下的那个鸡的那个白肉。
They had chicken necks.
他没有鸡的白肉，只能吃鸡头。
And they came to see that all these people were eating in this private dining.
但他们也看到了那么多那些富裕的人呢，在后屋那边呢享受好的食品。
And Paul talks about some of them.Were drunk.
那个保罗是呢，这里提到某些人呢都喝醉了。
The poor people were the people that actually make the effort to come because life was so difficult for them.
而这些贫穷人，他们花了很大的精力来参加这个聚会，因为他们的生活不是那么容易。
They would still make the effort to come because they knew that was important to them.
尽管如此，他们还是想办法来参加。领受圣餐，因为他们知道对他们来说这是非常重要的。
Yet they were treated as second class.
但是呢，他们被当作二等公民。
That's why Paul talks about this in verse 19, where it says, "For there must be factions among you, in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized."
所以在第十九节，保罗说到，在你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。
And also, he talks about it in verse 18, says, For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you.
第十八节也提到，第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类。
And in verse 22, Paul talks about this as, Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing?
二十二节，保罗提到，你们是藐视教会，叫那没有的羞愧呢？
Strong words, despising the church of God.
这里保罗用那个非常强的那个字，那个藐视神的教会。
Because Paul sees that communion should be a time where we are all equal in front of God.
因为这里呢，保罗应该看想那个领圣餐这个聚会，应该是我们都是平等的一个聚会。
We are all equal because we are all sinners that saved by grace.
我们是平等，因为我们都是那个罪人蒙主恩。
But it became an occasion for the privilege to enjoy the better food, while for the disadvantage just to sit there.
那但是不幸的是，这个聚会呢，成了那些富裕的人能够享受美食的时刻，而那些贫穷的人呢，只能在那边坐在一旁。
Some of you may be thinking, what's wrong with these rich Christians?
你们现在可以大家问，可能有些人问这个问题：当时那些富裕的基督徒，他们为什么这样做呢？有什么过错呢？
Why would they do something like that?
他们为什么会这么做呢？
Yet the reality was that they did not intentionally create the situation.
现实是当初他们并没有有意的这么做。
They were simply used to being treated that way.
他们只是已经习惯了这种方式。
That's the way the society should be.
这也就是当时他们这个社会就认为是应该这样的。
The rich would eat the better food.
那个富足的吃好的食品。
The poor was supposed to serve them.
那个穷人呢，应该是服侍他们的。
They were supposed to be in separate rooms anyway.
所以他们应该在不同的房间里吃喝。
So they allowed the social construct at that time to determine how they interact with each other.
所以他们当时允许这个社会的那个分层来决定他们之间如何相互交流互动。
For example, right, when we go to restaurant, we are used to the server serving us, right?
就像我们现在，如果你去任何餐馆，你往往会习惯于那个服务员是那个来服为你服务的。
I don't know how you feel if suddenly the waiter that was waiting on your table brought his plate of food and sit next to you and start eating with you.
我不知道你会什么样的感觉，如果你刚进去，原来那个站着应该服侍你的服务员突然带来食品，就坐在你旁边开始吃饭。
You have certain expectation that guy is supposed to serve me.
因为你有这样一个期望，这个人呢是应该来为你服务的。
And they were so used to the fact that those people are the poor, they are supposed to serve us the rich anyway.
所以当时呢，他们也有这样一个期望，这些人是穷人，他们就是应该来服务为我们服务的。
But what they forgot was that they were in front of God.
但他们忘记的是，他们都面对着神。
Because while we would not expect a waiter to sit next to us and eat with us, but if that waiter turned out to be a brothers and sisters in Christ and they come to this church, we would expect them to sit next to us and we worship God together.
当然，我们不能期望在那个餐馆里面那个服务员坐在你旁边吃饭。但如果这个服务员正好是你的兄弟姊妹，他们也正好在主日来到这里聚会，就坐在你旁边。
Of course, nowadays I think that in this country, the social economic gap is not as big.
当然，现在在这个国家，那个社会经济的分层还没有那么大。
So what does that mean for us as a church?
对我们教会来说，这个意味着什么呢？
But I think that as a church, we also see different groups inside the church, right?
当然在教会里面呢，我们也把自己看成不同的那个分层。
To begin with, we have the Chinese congregation and the English congregation.
比如说我们有英语聚会和中文聚会。
And of course, in each congregation, there are different groups.
当然在每个聚会里面还有不同的小组。
And usually they are divided according to age group or stage in life.
往往呢都是通过年龄和生活阶段来那个分组的。
So we go from kids to junior high to high school to college, work, career, family, elderly, so on and so forth.
所以我们从那个小孩子、小学生、中学生、高中、大学生、正在工作的年轻人、有家庭的往上。
And have we allowed this kind of different groupings to affect the way we interact with one another?
那如果我们让这种分组的形式影响到我们互相之间的这个互动
，I had not been back to Hong Kong where I came from for quite a few years。
我还没有回啊，很久我都没有回到我的那个家乡香港，已经好多年了。
So I had not seen my sisters for about 4 years in person。
所以我的那个姐姐或者妹妹，我已经那个4年都没见了。
And last year, she and her husband came to visit us.
去年呢，他和他的先生呢来访问我们。
And we share about how all these crazy things that happened in our lives within the past 4 years.
我们开始一起回忆我们过去那个一起分享的一些事情。
On the eve of her departure, we were just talking in the kitchen.
所以在他回去之前的那天晚上呢，我们在厨房里面交谈话。
And we came to see how God has been working in our lives in so many different ways.
我们看到了神在我们生活当中用不同的方式在做工。
And I knew that she had to leave the next day.
我知道她第二天就要离开了。
And in the middle of the conversation, she suddenly said, "Why don't we gather together and pray?"
在我们谈话中间，她突然说，为什么我们不能在一起来祷告呢？
I am a pastor.
我是个牧师。
My sister is a Christian worker in Hong Kong.
而我的那个妹妹呢，在香港一个教会工作。
Her husband is a pastor.
她的那个先生也是牧师。
But for all these years, for us to be gathering together to pray, not before meal, it's probably we could count it with one hand.
但是那么多年来，我们每次见面，在那个吃饭之前，这个祷告呢，我都屈指可数。
We talk a lot about how God has been working in our lives.
我们谈了很多那个神在我们生活当中怎么做工
，But somehow we didn't get to pray with one another that much.
但是我们之间不知道什么原因，没有在经常在一起祷告。
And I think that that's because we grew up as brothers and sisters, not the in Christ kind, but like actual brothers and sisters.
因为我们一起是作为兄妹长大，没有不是指那个主里边的弟兄姊妹。
So we are used to interacting as like family members.
所以我们更习惯于像那个家人一样的那个交流互动。
And since our family was not a Christian family when we grew up,
那我们成长的时候呢，我们那个家庭呢，并不是那个基督徒家庭。
We were not used to praying together with one another.
所以我们也没有这个习惯，那个互相一起祷告。
But that night, it reminds me that we need to break that boundaries that we grew up with.
所以呢，那一天晚上呢，他提醒了我们，我们必须要克服我们生长环境带来的这个局限。
And I think that that's part of the beauty of a combined service that we could partake in communion together.
所以这也就是我们那个联合聚会共同来分享那个圣餐的一个意义之一。
I know there are many challenges in a combined meeting, especially for of the English congregation.
所以呢，我知道对那个英语聚会来说呢，那个联合聚会呢有很多的挑战。
But no matter what, the communion at the end of the service should bring us together.
但是不管怎么样，聚会最后的这个领受圣餐应该把我们都联系在一起。
It is a chance for us to break the boundaries between us.
就是让我们有这个机会能够把我们之间的这个设定的这个界限打破。
That we come to see how different culture, different age group, that we are together as one and under God.
所以我们看到有不同文化背景、不同年龄背景的小组能够在主里合一。
Because we have brothers and sisters here that came from mainland China that have suffered much in a house church when they grew up.
我们这里有弟兄姊妹从那个大陆的家庭教会来，他们在那边受了很多苦。
And there are much that we can learn from them.
从他们那边我们也可以学到很多。
But also, we can learn from the brothers and sisters from the English side too.
但我们从那个英语聚会的弟兄姊妹也可以学到很多。
I don't know how many of you went to the Urbana Mission Conference that just happened in December.
我不知道那个多少人去那个12月份的那个
Urbana 那个
Urbana 的那个聚会，
那个是一个 Mission Conference 是什么？猜拳聚会。
猜拳聚会。
对。So in that conference, many of the young people, mostly college age, were called into mission.
在那个聚会当中，很多的年轻的弟兄姊妹都是那很多是在那个在大学念书的，他们受到那个呼召来进行猜拳。
15 young people from my church went to that mission conference.
我们那个教会有15个年轻的弟兄姊妹去参加那个聚会。
And when they came back, many of our families or older congregants realized that they have much to learn from them about mission.
当他们回来的时候呢，我们教会的很多家庭，很多年长的弟兄姊妹觉得从差传方面可以从这些年轻弟兄姊妹那边学到很多。
The sense of calling that they received.
有他们那个受召的那种使命感。
The youthful enthusiasm that they're willing to give up everything to follow God.
他们年轻的活力和那个能量，他们愿意接受神的这种呼召的能量。
There are many things that we can learn from one another.
所以很多方面我们互相之间都可以学习。
And that's what we need to do as we are together as one body.
所以这就是我们聚集在一起成为主里面的一体的时候应该所做的。
Just like me and my sisters, that we learn not just to talk to one another, but to pray with one another and to be together as brothers and sisters in Christ.
就像我和我的那个妹妹一样，我们不仅是作为兄妹在一起交流，也是作为那个主里的弟兄姊妹一起交流，一起来祷告。
Are we willing to share that with one another also?
我们是不是愿意我们互相之间也分享学习呢？
Because as we take communion together, we are reminded of what Paul said in Galatians 3:28.
当我们在一起那个分享圣餐的时候呢，也提醒我们保罗在加拉太书第三章里面提到的这个经节。
There's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither slave nor free, there's no male and female.For you are all one in Christ.
并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
And I think that I would like to add in that verse.
所以我想在这个经节上再加上。
There's also no ABCs or OBCs.
也没有那个美国出生的那个或者海外出生的中国人的这差别。
There's no parents or children.
也没有家长和孩子的差别。
There's no people with white hair or all other color hairstyle.
也没有那个白发或者那个其他颜色发的人的那个差别。
For we are all one in Christ Jesus.
在耶稣基督里我们都是成为一。
We are all equal in front of God.
在神面前我们都是平等的。
And we are all here so that we can encourage one another for whatever we have, from whatever we have learned about Christ.
因为我们在这里都可以互相来鼓励，来分享从主耶稣基督那里所学到的。
In addition to ignoring the inequality at that time, there was another problem at the church.
当时呢，那个教会除了那个忽视那个平等的这个问题之外，他们还有另外的问题。
It's from verse 20 to verse 22.
从二十节到二十二节。
It says, when you come together, it is not the Lord's supper that you eat. For in eating, each one goes ahead with his own meal. One goes hungry, another gets drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you?Shall I command you in this? No, I will not.
你们聚会的时候算不得吃主的晚餐，因为吃的时候个人先吃自己的饭，甚至这个饥饿那个酒醉。你们要吃喝，难道没有家吗？还是藐视神的教会，叫那没有的羞愧呢？我向你们可怎么说呢？可因此称赞你们吗？我不称赞。
What is the problem here?
这里是什么问题呢？
They were focused on the wrong thing.
他们着重于错误的事情。
They were not focused on the Lord's Supper. They were focused on their own supper.
他们呢没有着重于主的晚餐，而是他们自己的晚餐。
At that time, like why communion now we come with like a little piece of bread and then a small cup?
现在我们领受圣餐只是一小片面包，那个还有一些主的宝血。
The people together at that time they ate a whole meal.
当时他们那些人聚会的时候，他们是吃整个的晚餐。
And for us who understand the Jewish culture at the time or even nowadays,
如果我们了解当时犹太人或者现今犹太人的那个风俗习惯
，eating a meal means a lot to them.
吃饭是对他们来说很重要的一件事。
When you invite someone to your home to eat a meal with you.
如果你邀请人到他们家里去吃饭
，It means a sign of acceptance.
这是一个表明那个认可、接受的一个信号。
That you welcome someone to your home to be part of the family.
你那个欢迎这个人来你们家，成为他家庭的一部分。
So a meal together is about intimacy, fellowship, and significant conversations.
所以呢，一起吃饭呢，表明是一种亲密的关系、分享和重要的一个。谈话的地方。
And there's a basic mood in any meal is the idea of kindness.
所以那个整个的那个晚吃晚餐的这个基调就是表明一种善良良善。
So, communion actually reminds us about the same thing.
所以呢领受圣餐呢也提醒我们同样的事情。
That we are here to have fellowship with one another.
在这里呢我们和互相之间有分享。
But sometimes we focus on the wrong thing also.
但有时候呢我们也只着重于错误的方面。
The people at that time, they focus on what they like, which is the food that they were about to receive.
当时那些人他们只着重于错误的方面，就是他们所喜欢的，就是他们享受他们的美食。
And sometimes we focus on what we like also when we came to worship.
所以我们呢聚会的时候呢分享的时候呢也着重于我们想要分享的。
There was a church that hosted a very, very well-known speaker to come to that church to speak that day.
当时呢，有些教会呢，他们邀请一个非常有名的一个传道人呢，到他们教会去传讲。
So a brother was really, really excited about the opportunity to hear this person speak.
一个弟兄呢，非常希望高兴有这个机会，能够那个听这个弟兄的那个传道。
So he decided to go to the church earlier to make sure that he could.Be in a good seat.
所以呢，他准备去教会时间早一点，能保证了他有一个好的座位。
Because he knows that if the main hall was full, he will be in the back room and he will be only watching TV rather than seeing this brother in person.
因为他知道如果那个主堂都坐满的话呢，他可能只能到那个副堂去坐在后面，或者只能看那个通过那个那个视频来看。
So he got there earlier.
所以他去的那边比较早。
But to his surprise, even when he got there 45 minutes before it's supposed to begin, there was a line already.
但他吃惊的是他已经去了45分钟提早45分钟但是他还是发现那边已经很多人在那边甚至已经在排队。
And not only there was a line, but the line was outside of the church.
不光光是那边人在排队这个排队已经排到了那个教会的外面。
So he figured, he looked at the number of people there, he figured, okay, I should still be able to get into the main hall, though may not be up front.
他看了看那个队伍的那个长度，他算计一下，估计他也可以能坐进那个主堂。
So as the line started to move, he went into the main lobby of the church.
当那个队伍开始移动，他呢也进了那个教会的那个主厅。
And as he entered the lobby,He realized that, okay, I think I'm okay. I would be able to get a decent seat.
他进了那个教会的主厅以后呢，他就觉得，哦，我应该没问题，可以到那个主堂里边得到一个位置。
Just when he was about 10 feet from the door, a brother went over and talked to him.
当他只离那个教会门没有多远的时候呢，一个那个弟兄上来跟他说。
And said, Brother so-and-so, can I talk to you about something?
他说某位弟兄我想跟你谈一些事。
He looked at the line, he looked at the brother, he realized that he should not say no to that brother.
他看到这个排的队伍的长度又看到这个弟兄跟他讲话他觉得他无法那个拒绝那个这个弟兄。
So he said, okay.
他就说好吧。
But as the brother was talking to him, he kept counting how many people was going into the main hall.
当那个和他弟兄跟他谈话的时候，他不断的在那旁边算有多少人已经进了那个主会堂。
So as the brother came to a stop in what he was sharing, he said, "It was oh great, it was nice talking to you." And he walked into the hall.
当那个弟兄结束分享以后呢，他就说：“好吧，那个很好，他马上就冲进那个主堂。”
A few weeks later, he was at the same church again.
几周以后呢，他到了在同样一个教会。
And he saw the same brother.
他也看到那个同样那个弟兄。
And the brother saw him and just walked away.
而那个弟兄呢，见到他呢，就那个一声不响就走开了。
He did not understand why.
他不理解什么原因。
So after he dug in a little bit, tried to find out from different people, he realized that turned out that brother had something happened to his family that day. And he saw this as his good friend and wanted to talk.
后来他了解下来呢，是那天呢，那个弟兄家里发生一些事情，那个弟兄呢把他看成是好朋友，想跟他分享交流。
And because of that, because of his insistence of running in to get a good seat,
因为当时呢，他急的就想那个进那个会堂，站到一个好的座位。
That brother was deeply hurt by what he did.
那个弟兄呢，对他的所作所为呢，感到受了很大的伤害。
Because after that brother finished sharing with him what had happened to his family,
当那个弟兄跟他分享完以后呢，他家庭到底发生了什么呢
？The feedback that he got was, "It was nice talking to you."
他得到的那个回答仅仅是，哦，很高兴跟你谈这个。
That brother never heard what was told to him that day.
那个弟兄再也没有听到那天他到底他讲了些什么。
Do we sometimes fall into the same trap and forget the reason why we are here to worship?
是不是我们同样也进入同样的这个困境，忘记了我们这个分享的这个理由是原因，目的是什么
？Do we indulge ourselves in our own needs?
或者我们只是那个沉浸在我们自己的那个需求里面？
Sometimes it is troubling to hear what people say after they go to a worship service.
有时候呢，当他们去那个敬拜那个仪式结束，有听到其他人的谈话呢，是很麻烦。
When you ask them how was church service today,
你去问他那个教会的服事今天怎么样
？They said it was great. I got to meet many of my friends.
他往往会说很好啊，我今天见了很多朋友。
They said it was great. The songs that they sang, I liked them.
他们那个敬拜的诗歌呢，我也很喜欢。
He said it was great. The message was short.
我们很高兴，因为那个传道的信息时间很短。
He said it was great because I feel good afterwards.
他们说很好，因为我感觉非常好。
My church is going through a big renovation project right now.
我现在的教会呢，正在经历一个大的那个装修的工程。
So because of that, we came to look at many different issues about the design of a church.
所以呢，我们也经常去了解看那个教会设计方面的各个方面的那个问题。
And as we look at the design of the sanctuary, one brother brought out a modern design that he wants us to look at.
当我们谈论那个主会堂的会堂的那个设计的时候呢，有一个弟兄呢带来一个非常现代化的一个设计方案。
I don't know many of you have been to these mega churches.
我不知道大家是不是去过那些超级教会。
Many of them have this kind of design.
很多这些超级教会呢，有这样类似的这个设计的特点。
You look at this church here, right? The building, the walls, the ceiling is all painted white.
你们看我们这里的教会，这些那个屋顶啊，周围的那个墙都是那个白色的。
Many of these mega churches, they have theater design, so everything is painted black.
所以呢，很多的那些超级教会都有那种剧院式的这个设计，他们的墙各方面也都是用白色来那个油漆的，
黑色
的。
And as you go in, you come to see that there are spotlight up front.
你进去的时候呢，你会发现呢有各个亮点、各个亮光的地方。
And when worship begins, the music begins.
当那个音乐开始，那个敬拜的音乐开始的时候
，the lights.Would be off.
那个灯光呢都会关掉。
So the interaction is always between you and the stage.
所以呢，你的那个交流的方向就是你和那个台上面的人。
There's no relationship between you and the person next to you.
所以你和你坐在你旁边的人之间呢，没有任何交流。
They provide comfortable seatings.
他们演的那个设计的那个座椅呢也很舒服。
They provide a place for you to just focus in the front.
所以呢他们整个设计呢就是让你只着重于前面。
But what happened to us gathering together in one place as a body of Christ?
但是我们在一起在那个耶稣作为同一个肢体在一起会怎么样呢？
For communion in that setting, all you would be looking at is you and the people on the stage.
所以在那种场景下，那个领受圣餐呢，你只是着重于你和那个站在那个舞台上的那些人。
It becomes a personal experience.
所以它变成了一种个人的经历。
Which fits in very well with the culture that we have today.
这呢和我们现今流行的那个文化传统呢也非常符合。
It is about me and God.
是有关我和神。
But communion is more than that.
而那个领受圣餐的意义呢，远大于此。
It is about me and you and God.
是有关你我和主。
George Barner, a very famous Christian researcher, did a study.
And George Barner 是一个非常有名的研究基督教的一个学者，他做了这样一个研究。
He tried to study that how people prepare themselves before they come to worship.
他想研究的内容呢，就是那些基督徒在那个敬拜之前，他们自己的准备怎么样。
He found that only 4 out of 10 adults would prepare themselves for worship.
他发现呢，十个成年基督徒里面，只有四个人呢，是那个敬拜之前做了充分的准备。
And his study also found out that.The way that we prepare for worship is not a switch that you turn on or turn off.
而且他也提到了那个我们怎么准备来敬拜呢，也不是那个随时随地都可以的。
We need time to clear our minds and hearts to turn to focus on God.
我们需要时间来清醒我们的心灵和头脑，来着重于神。
And most churchgoers, they do not prepare their hearts beforehand.
大部分的那个去教会的人呢，都之前没有很好的准备他们的心灵。
So many believers, even though they attend worship service, After the service, they would say that I really was not connected with God in the worship.
所以很多人尽管参与了敬拜的服事结束以后呢，很多人还会说我并没有真正的感觉我和神呢有这个连接。
We need to prepare our hearts as we worship God.
我们在敬拜神的时候要做好自己的准备。
We need to prepare our hearts as we ready to take communion.
所以我们要必须做好充分的准备来领受圣餐。
How many of you have been to a classical concert?
不知道多少人曾经去听过那个古典那个交响乐。
There's something that's very interesting for me in a classical concert.
我发觉在那个古典交响乐团的演出当中呢，有一个很有趣的现象。
People synchronize their coughing.
甚至呢，有些人把自己的咳嗽呢都可以那个同步一些。
You really don't hear that many people coughing in the middle of a piece.
很在演出的阶段呢，你很少听到人那个咳嗽。
But somehow during the break, everybody coughs at the same time.
但是在那个幕间休息的时候呢，几乎所有人都咳嗽了。
You wonder why that ever happened?
你知道为什么会发生这种事吗？
Because people understood that that's a sign of respect to the performer.
因为大家理解这个呢是对那个演出者的一种尊敬。
So they would prepare themselves so that they don't cough in the middle of the piece, right?
所以他们自己做好充分的准备，在演出期间呢，绝不咳嗽。
If the culture itself can help people to learn how to provide that respect to a classical concert pianist.
如果我们这种文化能够使我们做好准备，来准备怎么在古典交响乐团里边怎么更好的那个行为。
Should we as a church be able to create a culture so that we know how we are together as we worship God.
但我们作为教会是否也可以培养这样一种文化的传统，让我们知道如何更好地准备自己一同来领受圣餐。
If we have all prepared our hearts before we come here.
如果我们在来教会之前都做好非常好的准备。
So that we are ready to receive what God has to give to us today.
来我们接受神会给予我们的。
The newer people that come in that may not have that attitude ready, they will also learn and follow the same respect to God.
新来的人呢，可能他们没有这样的意识，但是他们会学习我们这种文化，慢慢也会知道怎么更好的来追随主。
And as we allow that attitude to be implanted among us,
如果我们让这种态度能够在我们之间深深地根植下来，
Our worship service will be different.
我们的那个敬拜的仪式就会很不一样。
Our communion will be different.
我们的那个领受圣餐也会很不一样。
Because sometimes it's easy for us when we do something every week, week after week, it becomes a formality.
因为我们已经做某一件事情年复一年日复一日地做的话，就成为一种仪式。
But if we prepare our hearts, allow God to speak to us, then it wouldn't be a formality.
如果我们做好准备，准备接受神对我们所讲的话，那么我们就不把它再看成一种纯粹的仪式。
In the passage that people usually read about communion, this is what it says.
在那个领受圣餐之前，往往阅读的这个经文就是这几个经文。
It's 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 23 to 26.
11章23到24节。
For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood.Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
23节，我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就擘开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
So as we prepare our hearts for breaking bread,
当我们准备我们的心灵领受圣餐的时候，
It is a time of self-reflection.
也是我们自己自我省察的时刻。
It is our time for us to see that it is our sins that have put Christ on the cross.
让我们自己能够意识到是我们的罪把耶稣基督钉在了十字架上。
Without that self-reflection, we lose our sensitivity towards sins.
如果没有这种自我的反省，我们失去了对我们自己罪的敏感。
And also, it is a personal time for us to receive the cleansing of the blood of Christ.
这呢也是我们个人的时间，是我们能够接受主的宝血对我们的清洗。
That we have to take our sins seriously.
我们必须把我们的罪非常认真的对待。
That only by the blood of Christ that we can be cleansed.
只有主的宝血能够洗净我们的罪。
But more than the self-reflection part, there's also a corporate part as we take the bread and the cup together.
但除了这个我们个人省察的部分，在领受饼杯的时候，还有更多的这个集体的部分。
We are here together as a community.
我们这里在一起聚会，作为一个团体。
We are here acknowledging that we are all sinners.
我们在这里共同承认我们都是罪人。
We are all here, know that for each of you, I understand why you need the cup, and you understand why I need the cup.
在这里，我意识到你为什么需要这个领受饼杯，你也意识到为什么我需要领受这个饼杯。
It doesn't matter whether you are ABCs or OBCs.
不管怎么样，你是 ABC 还是 OBC.
It doesn't matter you are grandparents, parents, children, grandchildren, whatever.
不管你是祖父母、父母还是那个孙子辈的
，All those boundaries are broken.
所有这些的界限都被打破。
We are here because we want each of us to know that there is a community to support us as we take the bread and the cup.
我们在这里就是要意识到，这里有这样一个团体，在我们领受饼杯的时候呢，会帮助我们。
There is a community that's willing to acknowledge that we are all sinners.
有这样一个团体，我们都承认我们是罪人。
That we are dark inside.
我们都在黑暗中。
But by the grace of God, we can be redeemed.
但神的恩典使拯救我们。
And I am here to help you.
我在这里呢是帮助你。
And you are here to help me.
你来呢也是来帮助我。
We are all vulnerable.
我们呢都是软弱的。
But we are here for each other.
但我们到这里来呢也是为了其他人，为了我们互相之间。
We are members of one family.
我们都是同一家庭的成员。
Breaking bread is also a time for us to pledge our support for one another.
领受饼杯呢也是这个时刻我们会向互相之间承诺这个帮助。
And I hope that it is in this light that we transition to our breaking bread meeting today.
所以我希望以这样一个精神，我们呢接下来呢转进行那个领受饼杯。
So that it is a time of self-reflection.
这是一个个人自我省察的时刻。
But it is also a time together that we support one another through this process.
这整个过程也是我们互相之间帮助共同度过的这个时刻。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our dear gracious Lord,
我们恩典的神，
we give thanks to you.
我们把感谢来归给你。
Because you have died on the cross for our sins.
你因为我们的罪，你在十架上而死。
And you have also given us this church for us to be together, to be reminded of that.
你也给我们这个教会，让我们能够聚会来纪念你。
As we partake in communion,
当我们来领受饼杯的时候，
May we look upon you for forgiveness.
我们仰望你给我们这个赦免。
May we look upon one another for support.
我们也互相之间寻求帮助。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.